Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women that are going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done out there. And, of course, our mail haulers, always delivering their mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices so that you can get your mail delivered to you today. Now, let's not forget that the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline and diesel, too, are doing a bang-up job. And when you see one of those guys, say thank you and appreciate the job they're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. And now we're on Truth Social as at Captain's America. Yep, Truth Social. So we're over there now. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find our podcast as well as other things on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from Founders Code USA, founderscode.com, USA, right? You know, and by the way, Denise, who was it that had the USA website? Was that the general?
Stand Up America?
Yeah, was it Stand Up America USA or something like that?
Just U.S.
Okay, all right. Because that for some reason that stuck in my mind that time. Don't ask me why. All right, well, we've got plenty of stuff going on here that we can talk about. But I think I'm going to start with the president yesterday enacting the Defense Production Act, something that was done, I think, twice by Donald Trump. And he's making a big deal out of, well, we've gone and we're going to get our baby formula and this and the other. You know, it never should have gotten to this point. Never.
No, and they were very, very late on this whole thing. They got some pressure in order to do this. But the only thing that's... I think is going to happen here is they're sending military aircraft to Europe, which is the reason that Javier Becerra was over in Europe, to pick up baby formula and bring it back in cargo.
Yep. Yep. And, of course, we've got this baby formula plant that needs to be reopened again, needs to be reinspected, needs to be replumbed, if you will, to have it do what it needs to do. But then we'll start getting our product out of there again, and it's not just something that's going to happen like in the next week or two or even month or two. It's going to take a little while because they got to go through all this stuff to get this plant up and running again.
It takes 2 months.
Okay, so 2 months. It'll take to get that.
They can probably, and it only generally takes 2 months because of government.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably do it in less time.
Yeah, and that's all the different inspections that they have to do. Is that right?
Pretty much, but just put this whole thing in context. The United States cannot feed its babies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
right.
Having to go to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that for a minute.
Yep.
And the reason the plant was shut down was because there was a chance two babies had died, and they thought it might be because of the formula. So it turns out it wasn't. So it never should have been shut down to start with. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as fast as it started, the DHS Dem Disinformation Committee is now gone, along with their wacko chairman. She's not going to be able to sing songs anymore. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, her version. But that's gone. And she was offered a job somewhere else in the government, but she turned it down. So I guess I don't know if we'll have to put up with her anymore or not. I don't really know.
According to DHS, this Ministry of Truth, the whole thing has only been put on pause to reevaluate because of the misinformation surrounding it. Now, put that in context.
Yeah.
They offered her the option to stay on, and she said no. So she said she's already done her resignation. She's leaving. She's going back to the private sector.
I was
going to
say she'll probably go back on MSNBC. That's where I first saw her.
She's just going to... I mean, it was such a good fit because of all the falsities that she was propagating, mm-hmm. including the Hunter Biden laptop.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Joy Behar, who has been entertaining going back and forth with Tucker Carlson, pardon me, calling him almost irrelevant, citing his audience numbers? I don't know what the hell she was looking at, but Tucker Carlson has one of the highest rating numbers and highest audiences
in the country. Absolutely does.
Yeah.
He absolutely does. And then he does a documentary with the interviews over on Fox Nation. They're on topics that nobody else touches. And so he really has two shows, if you will.
Right.
And I would say, when she talks about how irrelevant in his viewership, maybe before little Nina Jankowicz resigned, she should have just put out there that The View and Joy Behar on this information.
Yeah, exactly. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And, of course, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, or you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they offer coverage for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all those, too. But where you really save the money is when you get your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance through Geico and bundle everything together. When you do that, you're going to save money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out either the name of your local agent or get it all done right there on the website and see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better in D.C., along comes Karine Jean-Pierre. What on earth? Have you ever seen anybody stand there and have to look at a book, a three-ring binder, to give their answers and couldn't look at the people they were talking to? I mean, come on.
Especially when she has been an acolyte of Jen Psaki all along. They
yep.
all sit in the same office space. And, you know, so she would necessarily, and she would fill in from time to time for Jen Psaki. So, yeah, it's pretty painful. It's pretty painful. Her answers and, you know, I mean, when she was in media, MSNBC, I think, she didn't fumble for words and whatnot, but, And if you notice that when Jen Psaki was doing the press briefings and now with this cat, they never say the president believes, the president this, the president that. They just give an answer, which means he hasn't said anything.
Right.
The press office has concocted a response based on whatever topic of the question, and they don't even care about the context of the question. They just give an answer, and it doesn't match.
Yeah, it's been wild. Okay, let's go to the phone line for a quick call here. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. With the issues that you brought up in the last segment in regards to, you know, that crazy, who is it, Scary Poppins, and what,
this,
I hope that the American public realizes that, you know, they are at war against us. We're in a war against this government, this administration. And that, you know, it's not going to be so much longer before we're going to have to stand up and take matters into hand. It's obvious. And that's all I had to say. I just hope that the American public realizes this. So thank you, Captain.
Yep.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, he's got a very good point.
He's absolutely right. And I've been, you know, not to, you know, kind of outdo Mel, but. You know, I've been saying this for quite some time, that the First Amendment has been under assault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, for I don't know how long. And if we had put as much work and emphasis and attention and energy in the First Amendment as we do in the Second, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Right.
And it doesn't begin and end with this White House. Or with this Department of Justice or any of the judges across the country. Because remember how many of them, you know, just kind of threw out and dismissed protections of religious freedom, you know, with so forth. But, I mean, we have a fundamental situation here where media and big tech wouldn't be doing what they're doing if we had fought this war earlier. We wouldn't be where we are today.
Right.
And that's the pathetic thing. And look, what big tech gets wrong and what government gets wrong is that whatever information is out there, let it flow. Even if it's bad or it's wrong or if it's a conspiracy theory or it's concocted, people self-regulate. And if they read something or they see something on social media that's completely stupid, I guarantee you people are going to see it and they're going to go research it and they're going to come back and they're going to, you know, attack it. So let us out here have the debate. You know, let us have a chance to say yes or no or you're stupid or we agree. But nobody should step into that discussion. Nobody. Put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we are at war. I mean, it's inside the Beltway versus outside the Beltway, period.
There was a poll that came up through Rasmussen Polls yesterday, and it's about Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. And voters don't see President Joe Biden as having good relationships with most of the world leaders. And as a result, 53% of them believe that those world leaders view Biden as much weaker than Donald Trump. Everybody also believes in that poll by 69% that Donald Trump is going to run and get elected again.
Well, look, we all know that Trump had a very brash, contentious approach to things. But he was honest. And, you know, whoever he was dealing with, for the most part, he was absolutely just, you know, with Angela Merkel or with any of these other leaders. They may not have liked him, but they understood his objective.
Mm-hmm.
this cat that we got in the White House, there's nothing there. Now, he's getting ready to go to South Korea, I think today or tomorrow.
Right.
To do what? Exactly. You know, there's several other places he ought to be. South Korea, I wouldn't say, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Biden is not making any of these decisions. He's sitting at these roundtables where all of his advisors and special interest people have a seat at the table. And they're running government.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's not.
Now, I got an email here from one of our listeners in Loveland, Colorado. It's Jeanette. And she says, hi, Captain and Denise. Were you guys aware that David McCormick is a West Point graduate and recipient of the Bronze Star? Yes, I am.
Yes.
He's been endorsed by Ted Cruz and I think Mike Lee. There's nothing wrong with being a successful businessman, unlike some whose only job has been as a politician in D.C. God bless you both. Thank you for what you do. Jeanette, Loveland, Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was a hedge fund business. So,
right.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, go ahead.
You know, you got three candidates there on the Republican side. You know, like them or leave them, but that's who's on the ballot.
Well, the woman bowed out altogether. She said she's done. She's not doing anything. So does that? Well, she's going to probably get votes from these absentee votes, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, the votes are tallied. I don't know where they are with the absentees.
12-15 is the difference, and Dr. Oz is ahead by 1,215.
But I'm saying when the absentees are counted and the military votes, those are all not counted yet.
Yeah, that's coming this weekend. It looks like the military votes will be counted this weekend.
My question is, why are the military votes only counted last?
Yeah, usually. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. But they've also got all these other votes that are there, the conditional votes, they call them conditional ballots. So I guess
provisional.
Provisional. Okay, I guess they're going to take a look at those to see whether or not they're going to count. Well, they do. They look at each individual one to see why they were provisional to begin with. So we'll hear about that, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. You have yourself a good day up there in the mountaintops. It's going to be warm, so you should have a nice cool breeze coming through, right?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. I shall return with the Military and Veterans News segment.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
I start going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona and stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll start taking the, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.com is how you find them on the web. NAA.com. They have 2 campuses. We'll tell you where they're at. And then we'll give you the phone number so you can call and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can call them up and ask to take a tour of one of those campuses, or both if you want to do that. But the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you can call them up and ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus, which is in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay, and they're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And you can also call up the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, and that's just outside Boston, and ask to take the tour there. Now, if you can take the tour at both campuses, that'll give you a great idea of where you might want to go. The phone number is 800-659-2080.
800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you'll notice the phone number is the same for both campuses. So one more time, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. Call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at National Aviation Academy. Now, the investigation into what went on in Syria during an airstrike which killed a bunch of civilians besides the people that they were trying to get, the bad guys, the Islamic Revolutionary, ISIL guys. The investigation comes amid new scrutiny about the U.S. military for airstrikes that some people are saying causes innocent deaths. Well, when the bad guys surround themselves with innocent people, like their families, they know what's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened here when an airstrike was called in the situation they had going on. And this is what you do. You have no choice in the matter. You can't say, well, if you let the people go, the kids go, then we'll come bomb you. No, you don't do that. Uh-uh, sorry. Or whatever else people are thinking in these situations. Actually, they're not. By the way, Joe Biden is going to be visiting Asia soon, and North Korea has announced that they might have another one of their ICBM missile tests as Joe Biden approaches the area, visits Asia, including South Korea. Wonderful, huh? By the way, the U.S. Air Force has successfully tested its AGM-183A air-launched rapid response weapon. They did it over the weekend, potentially giving a beleaguered hypersonic program a shot in the arm. This is really something to watch, and I did happen to see the video of this, about 30 seconds worth, and it was really impressive. Now, two soldiers were killed in a chaotic four-vehicle crash Friday evening last week on the Glen Highway. They just happened to be paratroopers, both of them, who had both come to Alaska back in 2019. And they will be missed. What a terrible shame, terrible shame. Also, the Defense Department officials on Tuesday confirmed that unidentified flying objects are real and pose a potential serious threat to the country. Well, okay. I've seen some things flying around at night. Don't know what they are, so I just go, oh, okay. I know the paranormal stuff, some of it, is really far-fetched, but you got to admit there's something out there. By the way, the new military suicide prevention study group is beginning to work this summer. They'll be very active. Defense Department officials on Tuesday unveiled their 10-member panel charged with studying the suicide prevention and behavioral health programs across the services and the 9 military installations that they'll be visiting in the coming months to evaluate what fixes need to be put into place. And that's extremely important. And again, with these young men and women that are coming back after multiple deployments, if you see something in their behavior that isn't right, or you don't think is right, you need to call up somebody and say, hey, we have a soldier who's having a problem here. It'd be a good thing for you to do. Now, days after dozens of Russian armored vehicles were obliterated during an attempted river crossing in eastern Ukraine, the U.S. and allied soldiers launched a training version of the same similar type of maneuver across Poland's peaceful Vistula River. And there's going to be a lot of this going on because of what happened to the Russians when the Ukrainians literally chewed them up and wound up destroying 34 pieces of heavy armor, tanks, plus other equipment, as they all got bottled up on the bridge trying to get out of Dodge. By the way, operating 1,000 miles as the crow flies from the USS Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group, of which the USS Gravely is a part, its Norfolk-based crew is carrying out the group's mission, bolstering NATO's eastern flank. Now, the USS Gravely was in the Baltics, having fun with Ukrainian children while bolstering the NATO allies as they pulled into town to have the people take a look-see at what they got. It's always neat when you're over there in Europe and you're around a port and the military ships come in, whether it's ours or whether it's theirs. By the way, NATO and the West right now must be in the fight for the long haul, economically and diplomatically and militarily, in supporting the Ukraine against Russian aggression. Now, Poland's prime minister said that on Tuesday. Poland has got some skin in the game here, because they're somewhat taking the lead here with all of this. Also, I just mentioned the Harry S. Truman battle group, strike group. Well, the USS Harry S. Truman returned to NATO command as the Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group participates in an exercise known as Neptune Shield. This coming from the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, who announced it to reporters on Tuesday. And the Ukraine, if you didn't see it, you're going to hear about it now. After months of the devastating siege, the city of Mariupol is now totally in Russian hands as Moscow's forces concentrate their attacks elsewhere. And, of course, they came out of that steel factory. That means 900 or so, something like that, have come out of there. A lot of them were wounded. A lot of people yesterday, the bandages they had were extremely dirty, and I could understand why they were in distress. Several people brought up the day before on cots. And they've been sent to Russian-controlled towns. That's where they've gone. So they are technically prisoners of war, because they are military. By the way, the G7 is going to unveil the Ukraine aid plan to help offset losses from the Russian invasion. We'll see how that works out. All right, coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Got a lot of financial stuff to talk about here. There's a lot of things going on, that especially oil again, with what's going on there. I'm going to ask the watchdog why we're seeing what we're seeing, and you might want to take notes on this one. Oil has dropped down considerably, but we're not seeing the results yet. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And, of course, before we go over to one of my favorite night owls, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss Acura is part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. They are located in Tampa. They get all kinds of customers from all around the country. Same for the Nissan stores. And it's because of the way that people have responded to the message, which is they serve all those who have served America, and they put them up on a pedestal and honor them for the service they've given with the You Serve, You Save program. That's for active duty military, for veterans and first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, which is another Moss Family Automotive store that's right there beside it. And you can find out more about them by going online at MossMAUSAcura.com, MossMAUSAcura.com. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. A lot of people driving around Acura's up there where Chris Markowski is from, and you could be too, Chris.
What's that?
Driving an Acura.
Ah, they make nice cars.
Well, yeah, that RDX is really classy. Yeah. Anyway, I wound up with a Murano. I like the Murano, but it is what it is. Now, I got to ask you a question, because I was talking about this a little bit with Denise Simon in the last segment here. Have you been watching what's gone on with oil since Monday?
Well, I mean, the prices, I mean, oil, or we had talked about this. You mentioned the price of oil or the price of refined fuel.
Price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon in one spot I'm looking at, and 34 in another spot I'm looking at. But the price of oil, just since yesterday, crude oil, Brent crude, is down 282 a barrel to 109.11. West Texas crude is down 281 a barrel to 109.59.
Yeah, yesterday was a sell off, and hopefully, I mean, we'd like to see prices get down under $100, and you know, that's a possibility. We'll see. It's going to take some time for that to translate to what we're paying at the pump, though. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, usually, when we've seen the prices drop 3 to 5 cents, it takes about 5 to 7 days for it to come down. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with a 30 cent reduction in price, but, I mean, that is significant. So I'm kind of curious to see what the gas stations over near me, the big ones that are also refineries, you know, they have refineries, what they're doing. The ones that don't have refineries, they don't count because they can't react quick enough. But the ones that are refineries, they kind of set the trend.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it obviously depends upon, you know, what their supply is, and obviously competition within the area. The prices will react accordingly, you know, once you start filtering through the system.
Okay. I got a question here, and this, I'm going to ask you this because you probably have heard this before. This is from our friend Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. Listening to us right now. He's saying, Captain, why are the military votes not counted unless needed and then counted lastly? We can understand provisional ballots requiring special attention. Well, first of all, I've sat there and the military votes are counted, but they're the last ones that get counted.
It's interesting. I'm not too familiar with this, quite honestly. I'm really not, and how they go about prioritizing or what is exactly done. So I have no idea that they were counted last and whether or not they're included. This is news to me.
Okay, well, I worked the 2006 election down there in Sarasota when I was down there. I wanted to find out the process. I wanted to see the process after what we went through with George W. Bush in 2000 with the Chads and all that stuff, which I wasn't around for, but when I did come down here, I heard all about it. So, because I was retired and could no longer do what I did, I decided to become a poll worker, which I did. And I watched what they did, and I was one of the observers that sat there when they brought in the military votes for a very close election between Christine Jennings and Vern Buchanan in the old Florida 13th district. And I actually sat there with the Democratic lawyer who was right beside me and the Republican on the other side, and they were talking about, well, I don't think I can count, or not they, the Democrat was going, well, I don't think I can count that ballot because I can't tell what that says. I can't really see what the intent was and this, that, and the other. I says, you can't tell what the intent is. It's obvious. Take a look. Well, what do you mean? I says, look, the guy used a pen or something. There's a little small hole there where he poked a hole through. Didn't quite poke the Chad through, and he voted for the Republican. You can see it. Take a look at it. And the guy got out a magnifying glass, and he looked at it like that. I'm thinking, what an idiot. What an idiot. But that's the way he made his mind. And guess what? I won that one.
I don't understand people at all. You know, you like your candidate, dislike your candidate, whatever it may be. You got to respect elections. And, you know, you're trying to throw ballots out that you know are going in a certain way. To me, it makes no sense at all. It really doesn't. I know they've cleaned up all of that hanging Chad nonsense.
They did. They did. Now, Target, or Target, as some people like to call it, is having a little crash of their own. Yesterday, day before, it was Walmart. Yes, and then the next day it was Target. their turn to report their quarterly results that are down. A lot of these retail stores are way off, but then again, why wouldn't they be?
Their earnings, their profits are off, their revenues are there, and obviously it's because they were unable to pass higher costs in terms of fuel costs, moving goods from point A to point B. They weren't able to pass those down, to pass some of them down to the consumer, but not all of them. And this is a factor moving forward, is the cost that certain companies are going to have to bear, and it's going to hurt the profit margins, without a doubt.
Now, the labor secretary is named Marty Walsh, and Marty Walsh said, go talk to businesses in your communities and privately and ask them what they want. Every single company is going to say, we need immigration reform.
Oh, we definitely need immigration reform, without a doubt. We obviously need to get a system that obviously works. But, again, this is part of the problem we seem to do immigration on a election cycles rather than any sort of long-term thinking in regards to what's best for the country, assimilation, how we should go about doing these things. Without a doubt, I mean, we need to do something because obviously what's happening right now is not working.
Yeah, and the nation's Democratic Labor Secretary is also urging Republicans and Democrats both to import more workers for jobs throughout the United States economy as more workers are needed and we don't have them.
Well, I mean, I'm curious to see what all these people are doing that are here that have gotten into the country. And, I don't know what they could be possibly doing at this point in time. We have a very, very tight labor market. And this is part of the problem. Who's here? Who's working where? All of these things need to be accounted for. And we've got no strategy for doing that. I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of E-Verify. Trying to make sure that we've got some sort of records in regards to who's working and making sure people are legal before they're working. But we don't have that right now. So, again, it's a free for all.
Yeah. Well, you and I were E-Verify supporters before E-Verify was even popular.
Yeah. Well, I wish it was popular. Wish they actually enforced it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not. That's the problem. I use the wrong word. It's popular, but they're not enforcing it.
Yeah. If you don't enforce it, what good is it?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also other things, of course, going on. For example, Wells Fargo is saying, and they're predicting this, at the end of the year, the U.S. will hit the recession button.
Again, it's anyone's best guess what's going to happen. But, you take a look at the, economic activity and what we see moving forward. We could have some rough roads ahead.
All right, I hear the music in my ear. Have yourself a great day. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got to have a good one, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. The Watchdog on Wall Street. And we will be back with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.